This is Elaine LaRoche, and online we have Bruce Alexander, who is the chairman of the Commission on Disabilities for North Attleboro. Good morning, Bruce. Hey, my friend.
I'm still here.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure you didn't go for a walk. Anyway, my friend, listen, we were talking a little bit about negotiating in a and how you're doing. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of the difficulties you face on a daily basis?
I'm just thinking, yesterday afternoon I had to go to the market, go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And envision this. I went to Shaw's Market. And fortunately, I've been there a few times and know where the customer service window is. So the way I do it, and remember, just because I do it doesn't mean it's the right way. But a way that works is I go up to the window and ask if they have someone who can help me get a few things. And they know through trial and error that this is a wise thing to do. Because otherwise I'll go bumbling through the store alone, knocking things over this way and that. And, you know, I said earlier about going until I feel or hear the crash. That's not funny.
No.
Really the way you have to go sometimes.
Well, you have a great attitude about things, that's for sure. And I was wondering, do you have a system like when you give somebody a $20 bill or a $10 bill or a $5 bill?
Everybody has to have a system.
Right.
New sighted folks do also probably and don't know it. You know, where do you keep your money? And in what order? You know roughly where to look.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Right.
And you would have appreciated this the other day, Elaine. I was on Paul Healy's program. And I can tell you firsthand, he does not know sign language.
And how do you know that?
Because I was signing to him.
Were you here physically in the studio with him?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you were. That's great. Now, why do you say he doesn't know sign language?
Because I signed at him. Said he didn't know it.
I love Paul Healy. He is just so great. He's so animated, and he is just full of energy, that man. He really is. He really is the most lively person I have ever met, and he is great. Oh, my gosh. Listen, getting back to a serious site, on the commission, you must have seen many changes throughout the years that you were chairman, but what changes do you want to see? What are some of the things that still need to be changed, in your opinion?
Well, we have to understand, please understand, that we have no power. For example, when you park in a supposed handicap spot,
mm-hmm.
which is illegal, the police can be called and will ticket you. And in North Attleboro, the fine is $150 a violation. That fine then comes back to the Commission on Disabilities.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And each community has its own commission, or may have its own. Attleboro doesn't have one. Hello?
Wow, have you tried to get a meeting with Mayor Dumas about this?
He is aware of the situation.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm not sure that For years, there was a woman in Attleboro who was pretty active. And she recently, 2 or 3 years ago, passed away. She had MS.
Right. What was her name, Bruce?
Kathleen Simpson.
Right. I remember that name.
She was very active in
Yes.
South Attleboro train station.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's right.
But for probably a number of reasons, the commission in Attleboro is defunct. It needs a strong leadership.
Sure.
But what should be of interest to our listeners? Pay attention. This question will be on the Blue Book. In June, the Mass Office on Disabilities will be hosting a seminar about commissions on disabilities in North Attleboro.
Really? Okay.
It'll be Friday, June 2nd at the North Attleboro Police Station. For further information, you can call Town Hall and inquire. And trust me, I will distribute more information as it becomes available.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'll be happy to do that, and I'm sure that both Dominic and Paul Healy will actually like to do that. That's great. It's a how to form a commission on disabilities in community? Is that what that's all about?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's amazing how many communities don't have commissions. North Attleboro is fortunate. We've had one for years.
Right. Yes, we are very fortunate. That's true. So the funding comes from, like, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, like, the funding. How are you funded besides getting the tickets from the handicap parking ticket fee?
What funding?
What funding? Really?
We don't have a budget. But then again, we don't have any money.
Have you thought about maybe approaching the selectmen for funding some of the things? I mean, I could see, like, you know, a marketing campaign of letting people know that you're there, providing services, and, you know, highlighting what the services are.
No? We're not at that stage.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
Thanks.
But we're not there yet.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to be soliciting money, because then you gotta account for it and do all the bookwork that goes along with it. We're not at that stage yet, trust me.
Okay.
But there are other communities. For example, Plainville or Norton don't have commissions. I don't believe Mansfield does. And these are all venues that have things that might be of people interest to people, persons with disabilities.
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure.
So there's Great Woods. Plainville has Plain Ridge. Norton College. Norton has Wheaton College.
Mm-hmm.
We have the mall. Taunton has the mall. And these are all venues which have specific locations that might have a different, or not might, do have a different set of needs.
Well, I was thinking, as you're talking, I wondered if the Commission on Disabilities in North Attleboro would be like a regional type thing. Have you thought about approaching them and doing like taking on like Attleboro and Norton and Plainville? In addition to North Attleboro?
The Mass Office on Disabilities about that. Historically, they tell us statewide, this has not been a successful idea in bringing it to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss these things along with how to form a new commission. And the new director, state director on disabilities, one Mr. David DeWalkie, may be in attendance on the 2nd as well. We definitely have his ear.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, I'm up against almost a break in another minute. We gotta. I hate to cut you off, but for more information, if people want to contact you or find out more about the commission, if they need, you know, assistance with technology such as, you know, vision and hearing and speech and daily living. Is there a number that they can contact you to get more information, or should you should I refer them to the Massachusetts Office on Disabilities phone number?
They can call the North Attleboro Town Hall.
Do you have that number, Bruce?
508.
Yep.
699.
Yes.
0100.
0100. Okay, so 508-699-0100. All right, my friend. Well, listen, I've got to wrap this up because Jim, we've got to take a quick break, and then Jim Corbin is going to be coming on the flip side. But I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Atlantic.
Can you repeat that, please?
I'm twirling around in the Atlantic.
You are. All right. Well, we will find out more about the tornadoes from our good friend Jim Corbin on the flip side. You have a wonderful day and stay warm. And thank you so much for coming on our show.
That's a hurricane, not a tornado.
Oh, I think there are tornadoes in Florida.
Yeah, but Hurricane Alex is in the Azores.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, have a great weekend. I'll catch up with you at Mackey's some Saturday morning, kiddo.
Okay, good enough.
Thank you. Take care. All right, that was Bruce Alexander, and you are listening to Out and About with Elaine, and on the flip side, we're going to have Jim Corbin, and we're going to talk a lot about weather. There's a lot of weather happening and those tornadoes coming out in Florida. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
The year-round farmers market, located at Attleboro Farms on Hickory Road in North Attleboro, has nestled inside for the winter season. Local producers and artisans will be available on Sundays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. with everything from fresh produce, eggs, baked goods, honey, and so much more. I dare say you can pick up those fresh carrots for Sunday dinner and still be home in plenty of time to watch the Patriots play. What could be better than that, I ask you? For more information, call 508-695-7200. Buy fresh, buy local.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
1964, the Tribute is, in fact, a Beatles tribute band scheduled to perform at the Stadium Theater, located located on Monument Square in Woonsocket on January 16th at 8 o'clock p.m. Since the early 1980s, this tribute band has been recreating early 60s live Beatles concerts, complete with period instruments, clothing, hairstyles, and even on-stage banter. For more information about this event, call 401-762-4545.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Mike, for pushing our button. We were just talking a little bit about Bob Denver, who is Gilligan, who passed away this week, and Alan Rickman, too, also passed away, a great famous British actor. So we've lost a few people. Anyway, we have quite the show. We've got Jim Corbin coming on, and then our last 15 minutes or so, we're going to read out and about activities. There's so much going on in our area. And because Monday's a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, we're going to read off some of the closings, too, and we'll wrap up the show. I was telling Mike I actually seen Star Wars and The Hateful Eight. And The Hateful Eight movie is a Quentin Tarantino movie, which is known for violence, but studying film in school and other things, you know, you want to see a film shot in 70 millimeter, which is larger than the actual film. Most movies are shot in 35 or 35 millimeter, but this one here, he wanted to have this massive, huge, you know, like when you see this movie all the way into the shots, and I won't give it away, but it's so amazing how everything's in focus from the foreground and the background, and he wants you to feel in the movie, and because it's on such a big screen, and he does pull you in, that's for sure. And I have to say, there were two scenes in The Hateful Eight that kept me up at night from Saturday into Sunday. I was like, I was 11 years old all over again. It was very scary, but be warned, it's not for the faint of heart, but it's very creative, and it was a fantastic movie. And when it comes out on DVD, I want to hear the commentary from the director, Quentin Tarantino, because it is phenomenal. I'm going to give you my five quick picks before Jim Corbin calls in. My five are Star Wars, The Hateful Eight, Joy with Jennifer Lawrence, The Reverend with Leonardo DiCaprio, and Ride Along with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. Those are I've seen two out of the five, and I'm making it a point to see the rest of them, especially The Reverend. I think that's going to be a great movie and based on a true story. So let's switch gears. We have Jim Corbin on this morning, and we're going to be talking all kinds of weather that's happening all over the USA. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
All right, Elaine and Mike, how you doing?
We're hanging in there. No snow, huh?
No snow. That's El Nino for you. Well, we've had a little bit of snow here and there the last few weeks, but nothing much. And, yeah, wow, what a time yesterday in Florida.
Yeah, what's happening down there? And
well, today it's interesting. Of course, you had mentioned we had emailed Mike. Father and stepmother were in the middle of that severe weather yesterday, late morning, about 11:30, in Bonita Springs, which is right outside of Fort Myers. Well, it's a section almost of Fort Myers. I think you know where that is. And also the East Coast, my brother in Miami got hit a few hours later with the same weather system. And that's in fact, it's the same weather system that's bringing us the rain this morning. But, yeah, they had strong – now, there have not been confirmed yet tornadoes. But whether they were tornadoes or not, it was the worst thunderstorm and rain event he's ever seen, and he's been around a while, so it was wild. I was on the phone with him again. It was probably just after I had last talked with Paul Helios, so it was probably around 11:30, I want to say. And he said he's up eight floors down there, and he said it was just wild. And again, it's all due to El Nino, not 100% El Nino, but the El Nino situation for Florida and the south coast of the United States, the Gulf Coast, is making it a cold winter down there. Now, cold, relatively speaking. where they've had a lot of cloudy days. He came back up here for a few weeks, and then they're back down. He said since the last week they've been down there, it's been chilly every day with rain off and on here and there, and yesterday, of course, the thunderstorms. And then the East Coast, my brother's in Coconut Grove, which is a section of Miami, he had some the thunderstorms as well. And they're going to get more on later tomorrow night at Monday. Now, I bring all this up because the reason we're not getting snow here of any significance is because the jet stream, although very active, has pushed the northern jet stream, which we had much of the second half of last winter close by. It has pushed that north. So, therefore, we're not getting the cold intrusions. In fact, if this was a typical winter without El Nino, we'd be in a snowstorm right now. I mean, it's 37 degrees here in Mansfield, and on average, we're running right around that in the Attleboro area. That's cold enough, to, as I like to call it, a cold, rotten rain. But there's some people that would say they'd rather have it snowing than being out in the cold rain right now. This rain is going to continue through about 11 or 12 o'clock, off and on, and then it's going to start to slowly quiet down. In fact, there's a good chance we might even see peaks of the sun just before it sets around 4:35 or so, 4:40. And, of course, that will affect the big game at Gillette Stadium, where they have a tarp on the field right now, keeping most of the field dry. They're going to have to take that off, but it does not look like there's going to be any snow. And, again, I'm mentioning this because we are now almost in record-breaking times for the least amount of snow so far this late into the winter. And you say, how late are we into the winter? Well, we're closing in on halfway through the winter in terms of the temperatures and the snow season, which is the last week of January. And we've only had in the Attleboro area just barely about 2.5 inches. Some areas have seen about 3 inches. This is the total snow that we've had. We've had three events, three minor events that have totaled about 2.5 or 3 inches. And keep in mind, our average winter snowfall average is about 42 inches. So we are way below average. And yet again, today, this is a situation where there's just was not enough cold air initially to get snow. Normally, we would be snowing to beat the band. Now, where is the snow right now? You have to go up to Laconia, New Hampshire, Springfield, Vermont, Montpelier, Vermont, Fryeburg, Maine, if you know those areas in northern New England.
Right.
And there's freezing rain to in the southern New Hampshire, Keene, New Hampshire, even Worcester at the airport, which is at 1,000 feet, had some freezing rain. So if you'll be traveling, actually, north in the next few hours, up 146 into the Worcester area, just be careful. But for us in the greater Attleboro area, Rhode Island, Providence, New Bedford, Fall River, it's just a cold, rotten rain, as I like to say, for the next few hours. Now, tomorrow, we'll have a break in the action, sun and clouds, mid-30s. And then on Monday, especially in the morning, we talked about this the last few days, it looks like we're going to have something similar to what we had the other day, where we're going to have some snow showers and snow squalls ushering in a shot of cold air, but again, not related to a big storm. So maybe a coating to an inch at most Monday morning. That could affect the Monday morning commute.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind as many people head back to work on Monday morning. It may be somewhat similar in terms of the amounts and the road conditions as we had the other day. So again, that could be an issue, but yet again, no major amounts. And then on Tuesday, and much colder weather, but dry, it looks like, for most of the rest of the week. Now, Bruce had mentioned spinning around the Atlantic because he knows we had Hurricane Alex, of all things, out in the Atlantic. I mean, we have it. It's been rare. I think 1938 was the last time we had a strong tropical storm or minimal hurricane in the Atlantic in January, 1938.
Wow.
Very rare, and he was right. It went right through the Azores. Now, it did weaken. But I know we have a lot of people around here that have you know, friends and relatives out in the Azores, and they have almost never seen anything. Matter of fact, probably most of the people in the Azores never have seen that in their lifetime, in January especially. So it's a rare event, but all due to El Nino. So it's good if you don't like a lot of snow for here in New England. It's bad for Florida, for travel, for the weather down there. Florida, South Texas has been hit. And it's also not good if you want to see a rare, don't want to see a rare hurricane in the Atlantic in January. The hurricane season doesn't start, as you know, until June 1st. So you can almost argue whether this was a late season from before or an early season for this upcoming season. The Hurricane Center in Miami goes by the January 1st start. So the fact that it happened after January 1st or whatever means that this was the first named storm of the hurricane season, Alex with an A.
Wow, isn't that amazing, though? I mean, we're talking January and naming hurricanes. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. The water temperatures are above average. That's what El Nino does in the East Pacific, the Pacific Ocean, and also part of it extends into the Atlantic. And when you have an active jet stream from El Nino causing the lousy weather in Florida and other areas, the low-pressure area that became the tropical storm Alex and eventually briefly Hurricane Alex, it's now back to just the subtropical system, no longer a hurricane, but this weather system actually formed near the Bahamas about a week ago and moved off to the northeast over warmer than average waters, and that's what these systems like, and that's why the main reason why they got their lousy weather in the Atlantic, the Azores. That's the only land area that's getting affected, or has been affected. It's gone now, past there. But just a very interesting weather pattern across the area. But the real story, again, coming up for the next day or so, is we are going to get a lot colder, but dry again. We get these brief intrusions of dry air. But unlike last winter, where there was no El Nino, the cold air can't stay too long. And that's why you have to, if you want to see snow today, Elaine, you have to drive up to Laconia, New Hampshire, on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right. No, I hear
you. Or Springfield, Vermont. If you could take, I'm saying this as I always like to say in a joking way, if you right now headed out on the Mass Pike out to Springfield, then went north up Route 91 past Brattleboro, you'd run into some snow by Windsor and Bellows Falls, if you know where that is in Vermont.
Wow, that's amazing. What about, I know that this is far out, but so our weather is going to be like there's a chance of some snow, a light dusting on Monday, and the rest of the week you're saying, you're predicting that it's
basically
going to be
dry. Dry and cold. I'd say Tuesday morning is likely to be the coldest so far. We're probably going to see a few single numbers and wind chills a few degrees below zero. But
wow.
Then it starts to get less cold again through the rest of the week. The next chance, and I talked about this with Dom and Paul this past week, is next probably Friday night or Saturday, maybe around this time next week, we may be dealing with an event similar to this, but a little bit colder, and therefore maybe finally more than a coating to an inch of snow. That could be the issue this upcoming weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Wow.
So again, it's been great. If you hate snow, if you're in Florida, like my brother and my father, it's been a lousy stretch of weather for there, because this is the time that Florida, South Florida especially, this is their sunniest time of the year. Now, not the days are shorter, but they get the least amount of rain in this time of the year, January, February, March, and especially April. That's actually, if you don't like rain and you want to go down to Florida, the two best months, I think, are March and April. That's when my brother and I from up here are going down there, most likely, catch a couple of Red Sox games down there, the Paw Sox, and the Red Sox. But the point being, it is unusual. The hurricane in the Atlantic, the lousy weather in the south, and the lack of snow here in New England.
Wow.
Now, Jim, last year, when did we have snow last year? Remember, was it?
We had a little bit. We actually had, if you remember, Mike, we actually had a few coatings in November, then almost nothing in December. Remember, of course, the warm Christmas, and then a couple of dustings here and there in through mid-January, and then everything broke loose beginning on the 24th of January. So we're coming up on that anniversary almost a year ago. We had about a 3-inch snowfall. I remember it was on a Saturday. And then 2 days later, the blizzard, and then we had the five and a half week stretch of significant snow. And then that all ended after the first week of March.
Wow.
So again, everything is different. Every year, not just summers, but winters obviously are very different. This winter is playing out similar in terms of the amount of snow we've had, although the timing is a little different because we didn't have basically anything in November this year, this past winter, or this, a couple of months ago. But with El Nino, it's highly, highly unlikely that we're going to get ravaged by a lot of snow the second half of the winter. And again, the second half of the winter, I like to call it, starts about almost the last week of this month, January.
Right. Wow. Well, thanks a lot, Jim. I mean, we have a lot to look forward to. I mean, with the snow coming down on Monday. I like that, a light dusting of snow.
Yeah, the timing,
I think that's
obviously
nice.
No, it's nice, especially for not having to do shoveling. You might have to do brushing off, brushing off the windshield and stuff like that. But I still don't see anything, and I'll end on this, as I like to say. This right now is, if we go with little snow for the next week or so, it's almost the least amount of snow we've ever had through almost the end of January, even in some of the winters that we've had very little snowfall. So this has been, it's Mother Nature paying us back. The last half of last winter, obviously, was the, one of the worst ever in terms of snowfall. This first half of winter, in terms of snowfall, has been almost the least amount of snow we've ever had. So
wow.
There you go.
Very good. All right, my friend, I'm up against a break,
okay.
A hard break. I have to do it.
Actually,
but
I'll talk to you, what, in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, the 30th, yes.
The 30th. You'll be down in Maryland, right?
I will be, yes.
Have fun.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks, as
bye.
Always. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot.
All right, great. We are going to take a quick break here. We're a little over, but that's okay. I didn't want to stop Jim from giving us all this wonderful weather information, certainly the forecast that's coming up. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we will be right back after these messages.
Sturdy Memorial Hospital will hold its annual Heart Health Fair in conjunction with National Wear Red Day to raise awareness for heart disease prevention in women. This informative event will be held on Friday, February the 5th from 7 till 10:30 a.m. in conference rooms A, B, and C at the hospital located on Park Street in Attleboro. This event will feature health screenings, general health information, exercise information, samples of heart-healthy food, refreshments, and so much more. For more information, call 508-236-8020.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
It's not working. I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition.
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day,
even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The ladies of the Annawan Lions Club will host their annual calendar dance at Hillside Country Club on Saturday, January 23rd, starting with cocktails at 6:30. Followed by dinner at 7 p.m. For more information, call 508-824-0534.
Okay, everybody, we are back. I can't believe this hour has just zoomed by, and we've had some really great, interesting conversation with Bruce Alexander for the Commission on Disabilities in North Attleboro, and also to our own Jim Corbin, giving us the latest and greatest in weather and everything. So before I go into the out and about activities and that, just to give you a heads up on Martin Luther King, on Monday is a holiday. I'm working though, but I hope that you have the day off and can enjoy it and also to reflect on it. But there are a lot of things that are closed, like banks, schools, libraries, town and city halls are closed, the courthouse, state and federal offices are also closed. Stores and restaurants are open. The GATRA bus will resume regular service, as well as the MBTA. And of course, there is no mail delivery. Trash in the Attleboro area, it says there will be Let's see, pickup on Mondays, we'll have a pickup delay by one day and all the rest of the week starting on Monday. And Mansfield won't have any delays at all. So anyway, if you have any questions, you know, look up on the websites for the cities and towns that you live in, and they will tell you what's open and what is not. So getting back to what is out and about here, Greg Abate is going to be playing at Chance on next Saturday at 8 p.m. Chance is in Woonsocket. He is the prince of bebop music, and I've seen him and heard him play many times, and he's just really great. If you're looking for something really retro, Cool and the Gang is playing tonight at Twin River Casino in Lincoln. Tickets are $35, but hey, you can go listen to them play Celebration, and that's always a fun show. As you heard in previous times, tonight the 1964 tribute band, the Beatles tribute band, is going to be at the Stadium Theater tonight at 8 p.m. in Woonsocket. Tickets are $26. The Rolling Stones Experience tribute band, January 23rd, 8 p.m. at the Stadium Theater. And another Tequila Sunrise, gosh, all these tribute bands, January 29th, 8 p.m. at the Stadium Theater. It looks like for three weekends in a row, you can hear music by the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Tequila Sunrise, my good buddy. Tequila. Yes. It's always Margaritaville with Jimmy Buffett band. And if you're a country western fan, Brad Paisley is going to be here at Mohegan Sun on January 31st at 7:30 p.m. He always puts on a high-energy show, and you can check that out. And, gosh, there's just so many things going on. I know that Bruce Springsteen is coming in the area February 4th up in Boston. So those are just a couple of things. And as we get closer, we'll be promoting New Hope's fundraising event also on the 30th. They also do a really great job. I've been to their that event, and that's at Briggs Corner Nursery. And they also have caterers from around the area, and it's a good fundraising event. So just to recap with Bruce Alexander, I wanted to give you two telephone numbers. One is our local one for the Commission on Disability in North Attleboro. And you can call the town hall in North Attleboro at 508-699-0100. And if you need more information about qualifying or accessibility, if you have any questions, there's a ton of information on the Mass Office on Disabilities website. And their main number in Boston, Massachusetts is 617-727-7444. Again, that number is 617-727-7440. Yes.
I was just going to say, remember that person that passed away, I think it was this week, that I drew a blank on? It was actually David Bowie.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very, very sad. And, we've lost three greats then. Yeah, because things happen in threes, they say. Or my mother used to say that. But anyway, I want to get just really quick back to the services that are provided in the state of Massachusetts. We are very, very fortunate. And if you are struggling with vision and need video magnification, desktop and portable things, the hearing assisting, I mean, for hearing and listening devices, amplified telephones, speech communication devices, learning cognitive development, literacy software. You know, they have so many things: mobility, seating and position, power and manual, wheelchairs, scooters, walkers, ramps and canes, daily living, lift chairs and patient lifts and adjustable hospital beds. All these things are available. And but basically, the main number for the commission, just call them and find out if you need these assistance. They are available to anybody that lives in the Massachusetts area at 617-727-7440. I know our time is just zooming by, Michael. I mean, I can't believe it that we have to sign off so quickly, but I do want to say that we have some really great information with our guests each and every week. We are going to take a hiatus next week. I'm not going to be here, but following week we have a very special guest, and I'll surprise you with that when I get back. But for all of us, I want to sincerely thank Bruce Alexander taking time out of his schedule to come on our show today, and I'm sure I'll see my buddy up there when I come back. He is the chairman of the Commission on Disabilities. Again, his number Their number is 508-699-0100. I'd like to thank Jim Corbin and Mike Catanzaro, of course, for helping me each and every week. And I'd like to thank you for listening to Out and About with Elaine. My show is on each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by my good friend Paul Healy from 10 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening and meet me back here next Saturday. And let's keep the conversation going and make it a great week. And I hope you get out and about yourself. We are going to leave with Martin Luther King's famous speech, I Have a Dream. Take care, everybody.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creeds. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color